I eat boogers.
Jeff Catlin speaking.
Cat.
Hey, Gregor, what's up?
Hey, man, listen. I hate to do this to you. You know, I would never do this to you if it wasn't big time. I can't make it in the show today.
Why not? Are you sick? Are you okay?
Man, I tell you what.
Are you sick?
Well, it's not a matter of sick. Man, Cat, get off the sick, man.
What's it a matter of? Are you okay?
I can't make it in.
Greg, are you okay?
Well, I mean, Cat, I mean, you tell people long enough that horse crap is peanut butter, they're going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do. Are you sick?
Oh, boy. Listen, you're not listening to me. I can't make it in today, and it's not sick, man. It's not a question of being sick. I mean, I could be sick or I couldn't be sick. I mean, I just can't let the door hit me where the good Lord split me.
What? Have you talked to Reiner?
Unbelievable.
Have you talked
don't
to Reiner?
Tell Rines. Don't Wait. Tell Rines I'm not coming in today.
Well, what do you mean, don't tell Rines?
You can't tell Rines, Cat. Listen to me, man.
Grego, he's your partner.
Just please don't tell him.
All right. Fine. Have you talked to Bruce Gilbert? I mean, you need to call your boss and let him know you're not coming.
Oh, boy. Don't bring Bruce into this. Don't let Bruce into it.
What do you mean, don't bring him into it?
I just don't want him to find out. I'll call him. I'll call him.
Okay, fine. Well, someone needs to let him know. I mean, he's the program director.
I can't come in.
Is everything okay?
I can't come in, Cat.
Well, why not?
The puppy faces have a deck of cards that can't make me fly like they used to.
Are you feeling okay?
They just can't make me fly in the poppy seeds.
What?
With the pretty butter.
Do you need me to come and check on you, Gregor? Are you okay?
Cat, don't come out here.
What do you mean?
Don't come out.
Well, I want to come and check on you.
Just don't come out to my house, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
What?
It's all the zebras with the roofing tiles.
What?
Cat?
Are you taking too much vigor fit? Are you feeling all right?
Cat, listen, call Goldie and tell her to call me immediately. I'm having problems.
Well, right,
Cat.
I'll call Goldie and you call Bruce and Rines.
Cat, there's a big tennis shoe in my cheek. It's
what?
Up under the skin, Cat.
Grego.
Cat.
Are you going to be able to make it in tomorrow?
I love you, Cat. I love you.
Hello? Grego. Grego.
The hotline.
3:21 is the time. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
Go ahead. Playing the part of Greg Williams, I would be Kevin Scott for the second straight day.
Hey, Kevin, nice to meet you.
Well, good to be here. Of course it is.
Kevin Scott.
Yes. I guess everybody knows from the signature open what's up here. We have no hammer today. But Kevin Scott filled in very capably yesterday. No doubt he will do the same today.
You know what gets lost in that? The magnificent job that Cat does of acting in there. He actually sounds like he's taking a call from a sick Grego.
Yes.
Except at the end,
Grego.
He uses the very typical TV ending when someone hangs the phone up
Hello?
And you hear the dial tone, you still say, Grego? Hello? Are you there? Are you there?
Just doing what he's supposed to do. That's acting, man.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's acting.
Let's not pick nits, anyway.
You don't pick nits, okay?
Cat does a magnificent job.
Well, tell me how to pick nits.
Okay. God.
We did have one small addition to the open today, though, I noticed.
What?
Yes, at the outset.
Did you pick up?
I eat boogers.
Maybe that's why he's sick.
Well, that'll do it to you.
Get off the sick.
Why did he say that?
I believe it had something to do with the Reconsider Lounge.
I eat boogers.
Usually when something like that is said in that way, it has to do with the Reconsider Lounge.
Are there other examples? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
my sister's stinky box. Daddy touched me there. I eat boogers.
Such shocking declarations. Oh, man.
Well, you've got the last ones you're going to get from me.
Why?
Because.
What are you talking about? Those are real bands.
Those aren't real bands.
They are, too.
Daddy touched me there. It took me about 2 years, but I finally figured it out.
2 years.
You're not going to get any more of that from me. Now, if the hammer wants to do it, that's up to him. Or if anybody
I eat boogers.
If anybody else would like to, that's fine. But you've gotten all of that you're going to get from me.
Hammer seems more than willing to read the Reconsider Lounge calendar.
Well, I'll read them if they're not too over the top.
You know what I did today?
And don't have first person in it anywhere. My sister's stinky box.
My eye.
Do you eat your boogers?
Greg-o?
I eat boogers.
Well, that's what Greg did. What'd you do today?
I slept.
Daddy touched me there.
I went to bed last night like at 11, and I woke up at 9. Mm-hmm. So what's that? 10 hours of sleep. Got up, took the dogs on a walk, sat down, read about 30 pages in a book, fell back asleep for 2 hours.
2 hours?
I'm working on like 12 hours of sleep now.
You know what it is, man?
I bet you're tired, aren't you?
I am. I wasn't.
I bet you're groggy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of it.
Yeah.
You're on your way to becoming Danny, too. You know that?
Why?
About what he does.
I sleep about 7 hours a night.
Yeah, starting at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I have a little coffee in the morning.
I don't know what it is, being out in the sun for a long time. I wasn't even in the direct sun. We were up on stage in the shade, and I was only out there for about 4.5 hours. If I was out there all day like you guys, I'd still be dead. Yesterday, I would have been worthless. Something about being in the sun that long takes it out of me.
You're speaking of Summer Bash, right?
Speaking of Summer Bash, which will make you feel fine. I'm tired.
I hate the sun.
Why?
I just don't like being in it.
The sun's a good thing.
Your alter ego, Mike Ray Davies, was out at my appearance today.
Mm-hmm.
He said he made a decision about 2 years ago to start having an indoor lifestyle, get out of the sun so much. He said he was a lifeguard his whole life. When did you kind of make that decision? Because you seem like an indoor person. You play in bands. That's how you make your living. You work indoors.
I don't know, about 10 years ago.
Why?
I just don't like it. I don't like being out in the heat in the sun.
You don't like hanging by the pool
or
anything like that?
No. I used to. Not anymore.
Don't like being out on the lake or anything like that?
Nope.
See, I love that. You don't like to, like, water ski?
Don't like jet skis or anything like that?
I like jet skiing, but, I mean, who's going to do that now?
See, I don't know if I could. I like doing that if somebody else is providing the forum. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that I could spend so much money and devote so much time and effort to maintaining all of that.
See, I love hanging out by the pool.
I just don't like getting sunburned.
Having a couple of pops. Well, you're real fair. You're real Irishy fair.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not an Indian like you.
I'm not making fun of you, Danny. I mean, I have many relatives who are fair as well. And most of my friends are bald and redheaded.
So that's right. They are.
I know how they suffer like you do.
Yeah.
I would just rather do my outdoor activities in the cool. So we started going to Tahoe, it's just so much better. You know, mountain climbing, hiking in the mountains, that's just so much better than hanging out at the pool.
Well, look where you're going for your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like what I had going on my head right now?
Red tomato head, literally?
Yes.
What happened?
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
Why do you have a line, like the line of demarcation?
He didn't apply sunscreen to his scalp. That's what he didn't do.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Look at how ridiculous
that looks. I know. It's so
even. It does, doesn't it? I know.
I mean, it looks like you had surgery on your head.
I know.
Like they put plugs in.
And don't you, rule it out.
And they put you under a lamp to try and get the seeds to grow. And
me,
burn
I'm nowhere
your scalp.
Near that vein.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, a little bit.
You
not
need
too
to make
much.
Sure you moisturize
let me
that,
see
Mike.
The full head.
Yeah?
Just put, God, top man.
Just put your head in his lap.
What?
So he can see the top of it.
That is insane.
I'm going to put my head in his lap.
You need to moisturize that.
Yeah, you do.
Because that's going to get dry scalp.
I know, it's going to start peeling. I know, it's going to start peeling.
Oh, and you're going to be in hell.
Well, what should I do?
Moisturize it.
With what?
Vaseline?
No, the Vaseline doesn't moisturize.
Dippity-doo.
No, but he'd look funny with a head full of Vaseline.
Yeah, some Dep. Or whatever that is.
With what?
Aloe vera.
I'll get some stuff for you.
That gets rid of
the
sun.
Yeah, you can wash that stuff out of your hair.
We'll get some stuff for you. Right, we'll get some Aveda. We'll get some Aveda stuff for you.
That's serious. That's a serious sunburn. Did you know you don't like wearing hats, do you?
No. No, but I should have.
Yeah.
I should have on that day. But like a fool, I didn't.
I'd like to see you in a hat.
I look stupid in them.
I hate hats, and I wore one to Summer Bash.
I think you would look like a Florida retiree in a hat.
Yeah, I probably do.
You need to go with my look.
The floppy hat.
Yes. The giant floppy hat that covers your entire head.
Snake.
You know what?
Good idea.
Those are so ridiculous looking, but they're so effective.
I know, they are.
Keeping your face from getting burned.
Yep. Yeah, when you're on the sun like that, you're going for function.
Yeah, I'm not going
to go with the Greg Norman hat.
You should.
That wouldn't look bad with a shirt like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't look half bad.
Well, kind of too late now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to fight through this.
Please tell your story next. Come on.
Nobody cares about it.
We all do.
Yes, this is
do.
A good story.
Please.
Michael?
It's a stupid story that nobody cares about. It happened 25 years ago.
Okay. Well, you tell the story, and then we'll let the P1s judge. We'll roll screenless and see if they care about it.
Promise?
Short segment. It'll be
all
good.
All right.
Mike's first pot party next.